One thing I like about Audio Boom is I admire people who come on here and who are able to express themselves, and they don't really care what people think or what anyone's going to say. While I had Basil out there for his last bend, I was standing and I was thinking that of how there have been days where I feel that my head is barely above water. And I remember talking, you know, about stuff a few years ago now to somebody in Dublin, who's in the blind sporting field. And they just turned around to me and they said, "I think you're pathetic." Yeah. I've been learning a lot about these Februaries and not analysing, you know, things too much, but it's very interesting to see. For example, the ones that have been kind of pretty close to the bone, I suppose, you know, there's judgment one. There was the behaviour one yesterday, and today's one, does work banish the three evils? And in each of those, on each of those topics, I've been so tempted, you know, to draw from personal experiences, but I haven't done. But it's very interesting to see how we all know there's a very low percentage of blind people in the employment world. But it's very interesting to see how we seem to be, we're able to, what's the word? Look at the bigger picture. You know, that inner fight in us. We're able to get on a course, hopefully, if it's successful. We're able to see that, you know, work doesn't always, doesn't solve every problem. Is that because, you know, we haven't been fairly facilitated? And of course there are blind, I know blind people now in my own country who will have no time whatsoever for what I'm saying, who are working. That's fair enough, you know, but they also must remember that they've come from, not everyone is the same. You know, there have been days there where, evenings where I've just slept. I always go out every day. I always manage that. And this is why I have great time for instructors who are in the field of guide dog training, because they've always had great time. And, you know, others just judge and, you know, they give their own opinion. It's funny how people judge and not help so easily. I even missed, for example, this evening, Bishop Martin was down from Dublin. I even missed that talk this evening. But something that I'm proud about, and I hope it will be successful and I'll have a good experience again. I have a meeting tomorrow and to do it cantering again, so I hope this will be good. I was a cantor a few years ago. But I'm just glad that, you know, this door is open and I'm being facilitated. And at least I'll be singing a bit again. I'm proud, and you know that I've taken that courage, I've taken that strength, and went and, you know, contacted who I need to contact, who I needed to contact again. I did it myself. And yeah, there are people saying, yeah, so what? What do you want? A big pat in the head? No, I don't. And that's not what I'm getting at. There are some who would probably even say, you shouldn't even be putting this stuff up here. You shouldn't even be blogging like this. Well, I'm sorry if you want to hide away and, you know, think everything is fine. That's up to you. It's also funny how, you know, when someone's successful, someone is high and up and high and everything is going well, and you have one corner of people who are nosy and they're saying, curious, and, oh, how did she do this? How did he do that? Or, you know, what's he or she doing now? And then you might have a few who are genuinely interested. Not many, though. But yeah, I do admire, you know, a couple of people who have talked about being depressed and stuff. And, you know, I just want to say to them, if you put up a somewhat negative post, that doesn't matter. Because we've all been there at some point. Some still are. So I am looking forward to this bit of new journey, is it, or experience again tomorrow. Because singing is what I should be doing. It's funny how I still do have very strong faith, you know, with everything. Even this morning, you know, I heard on the radio, there was a review about Pope Francis, and someone was saying how he came out with a comment about slapping a child just anywhere except the face. So again, trying to deter people. You know, the media will do this, trying to trying to make us question our faith and question, like, you know, and, you know, he apologized and actually, I don't even, there was some, there were other valid comments that came in, you know, in relation to the Pope. And again, it was just something that was blown out of context, completely blown out of proportion, and someone just ran with that and they just decided to, yeah, let's just throw this in here. No, every good we have, somebody has to, you know, somebody has to be cynical about it and tear it down. And it's no wonder people feel that there's just no hope. This is just a couple of Tuesday thoughts. I think I seen the guys doing hashtags of days that they wanted to, if they ever wanted to pick up on something. And I think one of them was Tuesday thoughts. It was either Tuesday or Thursday. No, Thursday was something else, I think. This might help me putting it up anyway, whatever. But anybody. And I will come into you again on day 25. It's a nice one, actually. It's about favourites and preferences. And I want to mention an Audioboo follower, Sarah, I think her name is. She did a really, really nice post, and I love the way she does her Februaries. It's like she's reading a story to us every day, and it's really, really nice, and I'm very glad that she's following me and I'm following her as well. So, I've got 62 followers. That doesn't matter, you know. You could only have one follower. I'm not saying, like, you know, it's just nice. And a big shout out to everyone on Facebook as well. Facebook are brilliant to me, absolutely brilliant. Because on Sunday it was Basil and our anniversary. I'm going to say 2 years. I'm terrible with numbers. I really am, guys. I'm sure it's two. And, just people taking the time to like. And, you know, it does mean a lot. So thank you to all of you. And, I do appreciate it. But, yay. So the masses that hopefully now, please God, that I'll be involved in will be nice. And yeah, looking forward to tomorrow. A bit nervous, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I haven't sang in public in a bit, actually. It's one thing singing online, but in public it's kind of different. So, well, it is different, of course it's different. And this is just one outlet, and after all, it's God who gave me this voice anyway in the first place, so. You know, it should be there that I return with it, though. There's no question about that. So, please God, everything tomorrow will go well, and yeah, it'll be a positive experience. And I shall talk to you all soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.